Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most
It is 8:37 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 53 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on December the 10th. 2019. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app or stream along with us on Facebook. We do it Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m.
All right. It is the most wonderful time of the year, especially with Christmas right around the corner. And this year, our Toys for Happiness campaign is going strong. But as always, we could not do it without you all who have donated a new unwrapped toy, and certainly could not do it without our business sponsors. So in the studio this morning, we have the guys from Grumpy Brothers. We have the owner, Ron Irwin, and Stephen Brusso. And guys, welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you. Hey.
Awesome. Yeah, we're just catching up on the grumpiness, which you guys, by the way, are not grumpy.
And you're not brothers.
And you're not brothers. Thus the name.
It's all a facade.
Well, there's a lot of facade going on because, of course, burgers, a big seller. But you've got some unexpected treats and treasures that are also very delicious and enjoyed.
Yes, that's true. We're starting to build a pretty big reputation for our bakery. We have a lady named Paula who does our baking. She's amazing.
It's her last name, Dean.
Nope, it is.
Okay, just checking.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Nope, it's Nance. But all right. she cooks
with butter.
Yes, and she's very creative. During the holiday season, we do a lot of special orders for things, custom pies, custom birthday cakes, things like that. She makes a delicious pecan pie. For Thanksgiving and the Christmas time, we have a thing. We do a cinnamon roll apple pie where the crust is made from cinnamon rolls. And then it's topped over with a crumble on top of it.
Oh,
and
man.
We take special orders for them. We do large cupcake orders because everything's made in-house from scratch. Delicious brownies. We have pumpkin-spiced oatmeal cream pies.
Wow.
So, Ron, Grumpy Brothers, known for, of course, the burgers. But in the last couple of years, you've expanded your menu. How do you go from burgers, hamburgers, to the bakery side and everything else in between?
Well, the key, the key is me staying out of the kitchen, first off, right? I leave it to these guys to do it. Steven does a great job. He's got so many years of experience in cooking, comes up with things all the time. He'll bring to me a special, and I'll be like, "I that doesn't even sound like it goes together, so it's probably very good," and then I'd eat it. Or I'll tell him, "Hey, I would like some chicken noodle soup," and next thing you know, we have roasted vegetable chicken noodle soup, all fresh ingredients, and it's...
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
That's the key, pretty much giving him free rein in the kitchen to come up with what he knows best.
But that's a great partnership, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you have someone on your staff, whether it's in the kitchen or maybe in your office, and you push down or don't really celebrate their creativity, I'm sure for every great dish, there's some that have just been okay, but then you go back to the drawing board. But what a great owner to be able to support that, and for Stephen, for you to have that creative liberty. I mean, I'm not a chef, but how cool and like relaxing and free it must be just to throw everything at it, including the kitchen sink.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I like to mix a lot of different flavors together, and we try some things, some work, some don't. Most of the stuff you're going to get at the restaurant is generally going to be something unique. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, we have a meatloaf, but it's not like a meatloaf you're going to get anywhere else because it's topped with a honey sriracha ketchup. It's got chorizo sausage mixed into it.
Yes.
It sounds so good.
I think we gained 1,000 calories just talking about
it,
for
sure. And I don't even care.
I don't even care
either.
Because
sometimes the calories are worth every bite.
At this time of the year, you just want comfort food, right? Mm-hmm. That's it. You got to pack it on because the winter months are coming and not bathing suit season. You want to pack it on, and then you can lose it at the beginning of the year, for sure. Well, we're speaking with Ron and Stephen from Grumpy Brothers right there on Herlong Avenue. The restaurant's been around for about 8 years, and of course, a big sponsor of Toys for Happiness campaign. And Ron, what is it about Toys for Happiness that you all heard about this and said, hey, this is something we want to throw our weight behind?
Well, this has always been something that's been like near and dear to my heart. I came from a very nice family, never had to worry about it. I remember I remember sitting up at midnight thinking, oh, I can hear Santa in there. I didn't know it was mom and dad, you know, at the time, but it was great, you know, and I always thought, you know, that's what everybody experienced, you know. And then I became friends with a young lady who told me, you know, that she had a big thing for Toys for Tots. And I was like, well, why? And she told me, she's like, growing up, there were some years where she didn't get toys, and there were other years where she might get a toy or two. And she thought that the years that she didn't get toys was because she had been bad.
Oh, that's hard.
You know, and it wasn't because of that. It was, you know, her family had to decide between keeping the lights on and getting her a toy, you know. So it really, that was something that I got to thinking about. I got to thinking about how my childhood was and how blessed I was. And I was like, you know what? I don't want anybody that I can help, that I can touch in any way, you know, have to go through that. And so, you know, it's kind of become my thing. You know, as you get older in life, you know, you want to be, you start to think about, hey, you know, the immortality and how you want to be remembered and that type of thing. And my whole thing is like, you know what, I hope that I become such a, you know, a candle for Toys for Tots that, you know, when I do pass, that there are people that will remember that and still buy a bike every year and give it to Toys for Tots, you know.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, of course, Santa Claus can't be, he can be everywhere, but he also has a lot of support from folks throughout the whole area. Moms and dads help Santa Claus, and then we help Santa Claus as well with Toys for Happiness. So just drop off a new unwrapped toy at so many locations, including those there at Grumpy Brothers, and try the meatloaf and the bakery and everything else in between. But
and of course,
you know,
Toys for Happiness is all about local. It's all about finding what it's very specific to the age of the children, what it is that they may have on their list, because we never want a child to internalize that the reason they are not getting a gift is because they somehow don't deserve it, even though we kind of use that as the fun part of Santa. You know, you're going to get a coal in your stocking,
right?
Whatever. But yeah, Toys for Happiness is, it's all about local. It's about teaming together with local businesses such as yourself and WRHI and the United Way. Mm-hmm. And together, it's just incredible what an impact it can make for so many families at Christmas time.
I kind of want to give a shout out to our customers.
Sure.
We seat 50 people. Okay. So we're a small establishment, you know, and so I have been talking about Toys for Tots since October, and I was like, I don't know why, but in my mind it came up with, I wanted to be able to donate 9 bikes, you know, to Toys for Tots, right? And unbelievably, our customers, we've had customers who have gone out and bought bikes and brought them in, and we've already donated 5 bikes with a promise of 10 more this coming Friday night from our regulars. And so that's just, you know, that's Rock Hill, you know, people that are in there. You know, we have our regulars that are at least once a week. and so, you know, we've passed that on, and their giving attitude. So
that's
been
wonderful.
Awesome.
That really is great. Yeah. So go out there and see the guys at Grumpy Brothers, Ron and Steven. Steven is the creative artist back in the kitchen.
Yes,
so check it out, including the bakery, including the cinnamon roll apple pie. My goodness.
So good.
I love that. That's fantastic. Check out the meatloaf. And then drop off a new unwrapped toy right there for Toys for Happiness. And again, shout out to your customers that are that buy in to it as well. And you all have that great relationship with your customers that they are coming through with bicycles. That's fantastic. So we certainly appreciate it.
Still the number one request from a child is a bike.
Bicycle. A little bit of freedom right there, which is great. So Ron and Steven, hope you have a great Christmas. Thank you guys so much for what you all do, for feeding us, giving us comfort food. We love that. And of course, helping with Toys for Happiness.
There you go.